For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Well, on the morning of Wednesday, June 21st, a team of FBI agents stormed a federal prison in Tallahassee, Florida, to stop the guards from exchanging drugs for sex with the women prisoners. And here to talk about it, we have with us Gary Jones, who spent approximately 8 years working in this prison. Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. You were a federal officer working in this prison?
Yes, I was a senior lieutenant working at the Federal Correction Institution Tallahassee/Federal Detention Center for 8 years.
If you would, sir, please fill us in on the details of what happened on that morning.
The evening before, the officer had already been indicted. One of the officers had a gun in his presence, but no one knew anything about it. When he came to the front lobby of the Federal Detention Center, Lieutenant Cockerham was escorting the federal agent inside, and they was getting ready to arrest him. A few words were said, and the officer pulled out his 9mm and shot Lieutenant Cochran in the leg as well as the stomach. He proceeded to shoot the federal agent, and the guy fell out the door.
This is a horrible situation. Let's talk about the underlying reasons for a moment. The reason the federal agent was there.
Okay, the reason they was there to serve charges on six officers. They were allegedly bringing in drugs, and what was going on was they was allegedly having sex with the inmates when they bring in the drugs, the alcohol, the perfume, the jewelry, you know, for exchange. This has been going on, and this is not the first time an incident like this took place. When I was working there as a lieutenant, I can count at least 38 officers that was charged with having sex with inmates. And what they was doing, they was allowing the officer to go to the warden office and resign to keep them from going to prison. Now, 3 days before this incident, there was a white officer. He was indicted, too. They put him on administrative leave. They called him to the warden's office and allow him to resign. But these black officers, they came in to get them.
Once again, proving that racial profiling and bigotry exists in the drug war. After more than a decade in service to our nation as a federal prison guard, Gary Jones has joined Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP.cc. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.